Notice verse 9 and verse 10. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Now, the only other person we know back then who walked with God, who it said that walked with God, was Enoch. And remember, Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. But we see this description here of Noah, that he also walked with God. So there was some godly influence from his family, from his heritage. And he passes that on to his children, because it says in verse 10, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Noah only had these three sons, but the whole world came from his three sons after the flood. But more than their fruitfulness is the faithfulness of Noah's family. All of his children and their wives followed Noah in their obedience to God. All were believers who were saved in the ark. Now, were they all perfect afterwards? No. We all sinned. And that was a reminder even after the flood. So you could go and look back at that, that even after the flood, they sinned. And showed that sin continued on. The flood didn't wipe away sin. So Noah's faith was strong, though. And Noah's faith was contagious. So contagious that his sons and their wives were drawn to Noah's God by Noah's faith and the grace that his life showed. So no doubt Noah's sons probably were the ones who helped him to build the ark. Every day they worked together with no ex-